The images we see of protests around the world or enlightening environmental scenes or bonds between humans and endangered species are often brought to us by creative people, photojournalists, who travel into unfamiliar places to bring us the stories. One such person is Amy Vitale, who's covered conflicts in Kosovo, contracted malaria, and come as close to rhinos as possible. She'll be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series for a presentation called Rhinos, Rickshaws, and Revolutions. I spoke with her earlier and started by asking her to talk about one amazing image that saw her donning a panda suit in China.
Oh, that was in Wolong, China. And I had front row access to the most incredible story that the Chinese, you know, they've sort of cracked the code how you breed pandas in captivity. But now, more importantly, their goal is to rewild them. And that's really not an easy thing to do. And so there were a lot of extreme experiments. One is dressing up as pandas because, you know, the most important thing is that they should never be comfortable around human beings. But those costumes, actually, if you don't have a visual on it, they weren't cute panda costumes. They were scary bank robber costumes. They were actually scented with panda urine. So as hilarious as it seems, I mean, so I think, you know, the joy of my job really is to be able to get so close to people and sometimes almost feel like you're walking in the shoes of others. And I spent, you know, the course of 3 years going multiple times to China to get close to the people, to the pandas, and really seeing up close what that work was that they were doing. It's very often really hard to show that in a story.
You have been in very dangerous situations. You've been in these incredibly enlightening situations as well. Can you give me some idea a little bit about what's inside you? And I don't mean, did you always want to do this, but is there something that has drawn you to want to tell the stories of very interesting, amazing things that many of us couldn't understand, but also in some dangerous situation? I mean, for covering conflicts in Kosovo and that sort of thing, there's a great intensity to that. How do you balance your humanity with your journalism, frankly?
You know, personally, I wanted to understand this world we live in. And it's a great privilege to do what I do. And I think that the one thing I've realized, even, you know, in the darkest places, the most, you know, in conflicts and wars that I've covered, actually the reality is I see more humanity, I see resilience, incredible people who change me. I mean, and I think that it's important to turn off the television and engage with the world around us. And you often realize, even in the worst places, there's just so much more to the story. And I mean, I think that's what I've been trying to do over my career, is get beyond the surface, get beyond the sensationalism and often what looks to be violence. And you really see the humanity and incredible people. It really is a privilege to do what I do and get to go to so many different situations.
And what is it like for you when you're presenting as you are tonight, or looking back at and helping to choose the photos you're going to show, or some of the photojournalism you've done, to another audience? Does it take you back? Does it give you a certain feeling of hope or positive memories? Can you share some of that with us?
Every time I tell these stories, I actually remember different stories. So I'm, you know, it's never the same. And also the people in the audience influence what I talk about. For example, I have my professor who got me into photojournalism and made me see, you know, he sort of started me on my own path, who's living here now. And I also have people I met in the field in Namibia just a month and a half ago who are also in the audience. So it definitely influences what I'm going to talk about.
Well, as I mentioned, the title of the presentation is Rhinos, Rickshaws, and Revolutions. And I wanted to ask you, when it comes to the connections that you've made with some of these northern white rhinos, the piece that you wrote for National Geographic, and then also just the fact that you went back to Kenya to say goodbye to the world's last male northern white rhino, could you describe what it's like to be around these northern white rhinos? And what was it like to talk with the people who became protectors, frankly, for these rhinos amidst some of the conflict that was there?
This was one of the most heartbreaking stories and also the most inspiring in many ways. It's what got me on my track from covering conflict to covering, I think, the most pressing issues of our time, which are our environment and where we're going. And I met this rhino 9 years ago when he was moved from a zoo in the Czech Republic back to Africa as in this last-ditch effort to save an entire species. And at the time, there were only 8 of them alive. Today, there's only 2 of them alive. And I raced back on March 18th to say goodbye to Sudan, who was the last male northern white rhino. And it was the most heartbreaking moment to see him surrounded by all the people who took care of him, who loved him. He was this majestic, ancient creature who was able, you know, the species survived for millions of years, but they couldn't survive mankind. And that, you know, it was witnessing extinction firsthand, getting close to this animal. And, you know, we're witnessing it on our watch. And I just will never forget that moment. And it was just complete silence as he passed away, except for the tears. You could hear people crying and one bird called a go-away bird chirping. And, you know, I also think it's really important to tell his story because, you know, Sudan's death can actually serve as a wake-up call to all of us, that we all are responsible and have a role in determining the future. And if we don't start to see ourselves as a part of, you know, the natural world, as a part of the landscape, you know, our fate is linked to the fate of all of these animals.
Amy Vitale is a photojournalist. She'll be at the Mesa Arts Center tonight as part of the National Geographic Live Speaker Series. Amy, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.